and welcome to part two. The production of this tape was in fact a joint effort, and fortunately some of the recordings on this side are really quite acceptable in quality. Our first task is to have a look at the services provided for the information of the subscriber, and one of these is the speaking clock. For this we've got three examples. There's the standard British Post Office clock, the clock provided by the States of Jersey telephone service, and finally the Irish Post Office clock, which is distinctive in the fact that it uses a 24-hour clock system. Unfortunately, this recording does not show that to its best advantage.
At the third stroke, it will be 11, 59 and 50 seconds. At the fourth stroke, it will be 12 o'clock precisely. At the fourth stroke, it will be 12 o'clock and 10 seconds.
The time is 9:35 and 30 seconds. The time is 9:35 and 40 seconds. The time is 9:35 and 50 seconds. The time is 9:36 precisely. At the signal, it will be 11, 30, and 40 seconds. At the signal, it will be 11, 30, and 50 seconds.
Precisely. And the speaking clock leads us into the realm of recorded announcements in general. The two following are provided for the guidance of subscribers using international subscriber dialing, ISD.
The ringing tone you will hear on most calls you dial to the United States of America will sound like this. The lines or equipment are engaged, you may hear our own engaged tone or one of the American engaged tones. The tone indicating that the local lines or equipment in America are engaged will sound like this. If the number you have dialed is engaged, the American tone will sound like this. If you hear any of these engaged tones, please replace your receiver and dial again a minute or two later. Instead of a tone, you may hear a recorded announcement which will give an explanation of why your call failed and advice on what to do next. It may mean you have dialed an incorrect code or a number which is not in use. Please follow the instruction given by the recording, check the code and number you require, and make a fresh call. If you still have difficulty, please dial 107 and ask the International Exchange to help you. Now, here are one or two hints. When you are dialing to America, write down what you are going to dial before you start. Be sure that the number is in the all figure form. Then dial each digit carefully, but without long pauses between digits, especially the last few digits. If you hear nothing after dialing, wait at least half a minute before replacing your receiver so as to give the equipment time to connect the call.
tone you will hear on this call should dial to the continent is like this. Western Germany, you may alternatively hear the following ringing tone. Equipment is engaged, you will hear an engaged tone which may sound like this. Alternatively, the engaged tone may sound like this. Replace your receiver and dial again a minute or two later. On calls to France, you may hear a series of very rapid pips like this. This tone indicates that the automatic equipment in France is putting your call through and that you should hold on. Other special tones and recorded announcements are used in some continental countries. These may indicate that you've dialed an incorrect code or a number which is not in use. So please check the code and number you require and make a fresh call. If you still have difficulty, please ask the continental exchange operator to help you. Now here are one or two hints. When you're dialing to the continent, write down exactly what you're going to dial before you start. Then dial each digit carefully, but without long pauses between digits, especially when dialing the last few digits. If you hear nothing after dialing, wait at least half a minute before replacing your receiver so as to give the equipment time to connect your call.
The poor sound quality on the last recording was, I'm afraid, the fault of the post office, not mine. And next, this is a demonstration of Daytel.
Your call has been answered by equipment which demonstrates the signals transmitted by post office Daytel systems over telephone lines. Firstly, the Daytel 200 service. This is channel 1, binary 1. This is channel 1, binary 0. This is channel 1 transmitting continuous data. Is channel 2, binary 1. This is channel 2, binary 0. This is channel 2, transmitting continuous data. This is simultaneous transmission on both channels. Next, the Daytel 600 service transmitting at 600 bits per second. This is a binary 1. This is a binary 0. This is a continuous data transmission. Now the Datel 600 service transmitting at 1,200 bits per second. A binary one sounds like this. A binary O sounds like this. A continuous data transmission at 1,200 bits per second sounds like this. Finally, the Datel 2400 service, on which you would hear a continuous tone signal like this. A pattern signal like this. Or a continuous data transmission like this. The 75 bits per second supervisory channel on both the Datel 600 and 2400 services sound like this. It is important to remember that no circuit should be touched until it has been properly identified. Also, that data transmission is vulnerable to short breaks, and considerable inconvenience is caused when these occur.
Then there are the congestion announcements. Some of these now have bursts of 400 Hz in the middle to enable failed call monitors to operate.
Lines from London are engaged. Please try later. 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 Lines from London are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Bristol are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Bristol are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Bristol are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Reading are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Reading are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Cambridge are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Cambridge are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Cambridge Wells are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Cambridge Wells are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Lockerbie are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Lockerbie are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Chester are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Chester are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Inverness are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Inverness are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Glasgow are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Glasgow are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Salisbury are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Salisbury are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Plymouth are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Plymouth are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Plymouth are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Leeds are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Leeds are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Belfast are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Belfast are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Newcastle upon Tyne are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Newcastle upon Tyne are engaged. Please try later.
Lines from Manchester are engaged. Please try later. Lines from Manchester are engaged. Please try later.
It is only in relatively recent times that the subscriber has been informed where the lines are engaged. Previously, the announcement ran, "Lines are engaged, please try later," or more currently, "The lines are engaged, full stop." The following recorded announcements are mainly self-explanatory. Some have been specially recorded for the location in question, others are used all over the country.
Modern telephones have all figure numbers now. Please refer to your directory or dialing instructions and dial again. The code for telephone inquiries is now 191. The number to dial when your telephone is out of order or broken is 151. You have not been charged for this call.
When you are making a call within the Glasgow area, you should dial only the last 7 digits of the number. Please redial omitting the figures 041. You need dial only the last 7 digits for calls within the Manchester area. Please redial omitting the figures 061. You need dial only the last 7 digits for calls within the London area. Please redial omitting the figures 01.
The Dial-a-Disc service is available 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. daily and all day Sunday. Two records will be played on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. Monday. Tonight's record will be Tweedledee Tweedledum by Middle of the Road.
Increase your telephone for a moment, then dial 100. Please check with the operator the exchange code you have just dialed.
The code you have just dialed has been changed. Please consult your new dialing instructions.
The number you have dialed has been changed. Please refer to the 1971 Reading directory if you have one, or to your inquiry operator. The number you have dialed has been changed. Please refer to the 1971 Reading directory if you have one, or to your inquiry operator.
This is a recorded announcement. The number you have dialed has been changed. Please dial 10 and ask the operator for the new number.
The number you have dialed is not yet working. Please consult directory inquiries for the correct number to dial. The number you have dialed is not yet working. Please consult directory inquiries for the correct number to dial.
Woodhouse East numbers are now 6 digits. Please refer to your dialing instructions or inquiry operator.
This is a post office test transmission. This is a post office test transmission.
There's another class of signal to be encountered on the British telephone system, namely telemetry and remote control. These devices are owned by various authorities and are allocated ordinary subscribers' numbers. The first three examples are believed to indicate water levels, and the last would appear to be a remote control device requiring a tone system during the pips to start up some auxiliary apparatus.
775407 at Dunkirk Radio Link Station. This is an automatic answering equipment on 022-775-407 at Dunkirk Radio Link Station.
Finally, before we leave the subject of British tones, we should not overlook the imported taxes. Since long before the last war, the extravagant prices quoted by the major British telephone equipment manufacturers for small private exchanges made it worth the while of some importers to bring in taxes from abroad, chiefly from Germany, but also more recently from Japan. These obviously come equipped with the tone standard in the country of origin, and we have examples of four German PAXes here. The first one has rather an interesting system for dial tone. Before the idea of dial tone was standardized, on this exchange and at various other German exchanges, the idea was to return a tone until you could start dialing. This tone then disappeared. So you hear a brief burst of this horrible noisy tone, then ringing tone and busy tone. Fairly early on, however, in Germany, dial tone was standardized. On public exchanges, it was the Morse signal A dot dash repeated periodically. On all private exchanges, it was Morse S ... repeated periodically. Exceptionally, on the large railway telephone exchanges, rather an interesting variant was the dial tone there was the Morse initial letters of the exchange name. However, the following example, which is again vibrator tone, uses the Morse S ... And on the example after that, which is a German PAX ringing machine, once again it is the Morse S. following the dial tone in each case, you've got ringing tone and then busy tone. Finally, hear the dial tone, ringing tone and busy tone of a PAX fitted out with a transistorized tone generator. The new Japanese ones have tones very similar to these. Well, and there we are. I hope you've enjoyed this brief run-through. Please accept my apologies for the poor quality of certain recordings and the low standard of engineering overall. However, you should get a fairly clear impression of what you should have been hearing. To close this issue of the tape, here are one or two oddments which are European tones. First, the Dutch non-unobtainable tone, a couple of French tones, the STD connecting you tone, followed by ringing tone and then busy tone, the ringing tone used in Luxembourg City, and the Belgian and then German recorded announcements which tell you that the number you've dialed is out of service or unavailable.
Thank you. ein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.